Giant FM Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane. And, you know, a lot of times strange things happen in my life, and I talk about a lot of them. And I've, over the past 10 years of doing interviews on the radio, a lot of times some crazy things have happened that you normally don't think will happen for, you know, a community-based radio station in Hancock and Shelby County. We've had Three Doors Down on the show, just randomly meeting him at a truck stop, and like all kinds of crazy, awesome interviews. And recently I was reading an article in Rolling Stone, and I was just like moved from the article. And I thought, boy, you know, I just thought that this young man had such an interesting background. I thought, you know what? I'm going to like look him up on Facebook, send him an email and see what happens. Cause you know, I'm all about thinking positive. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? He doesn't get a hold of me, right? Well, guess what? About, I don't know, 2 days later, I sent a message to Pablo Dillon and looked in my inbox, and there was a message, and I sent him a message about doing an interview, and he said, let's do it. And I was super, super excited, and would like to thank his publicist, Sarah, by the way, who helped make this possible. Would like to welcome from California, Mr. Pablo Dillon. How you doing, Pablo?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy to be on the phone with you.
Well, happy to have you on the phone. So now, what part of California do you live in?
I live in Los Angeles.
So it's probably all nice and sunny out there now, isn't it?
Yes. It definitely is. Some good weather, for sure.
Yes.
But, you know, people in Los Angeles do tend to have a sort of disconnect with people in the rest of the country. It's something I've learned a lot about playing all these shows. And so it's interesting.
How is that disconnect? How did you learn about that? Tell us about that.
Well, you see, in Los Angeles, people care about things like going to the club and, you know, hanging out with oil barons and stuff like that. But, you know, in the rest of the country, nobody really cares about these things.
So, like, where did you grow up at then? Where are you from originally?
Oh, Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, always been sort of an out here, never really quite fit in. It wasn't until I got to see the rest of the country that I really understood why.
And when you traveled the country, you know, what was one of your spots that popped out at you, that grabbed your heart?
You know, I love Austin, Texas. I love all of America. I love every, I want to go to every county in the entire country and play for all of the American public.
Now, let's talk about your first musical memory. What was that?
Oh, you know, I learned how to play when I was just a little kid. I don't really remember a time without music in my life.
Really? When you were growing up, what moved you first as far as music?
The Clash was a really big band for me. Hank Williams and Robert Johnson.
And let's I'm going to go with the Hank Williams and the Robert Johnson for you. What did you like about them?
Well, these are real American artists that talked about what was going on here in the homeland. And that's the reason it speaks to a lot of people, because it's real. There's no filter on it. They're saying exactly what they want to say, and they're making you feel exactly what they want you to feel.
Yeah, a lot of people... you know, Robert Johnson, of course, was one of the founders of blues music, one of the very first. And even like Hank Williams, like you go back into the older country music, and I find it interesting that a lot of it, if you take a guy with a guitar, acoustic guitar, and he's singing, you know, of how the roots like all cross over going way back, and the storytelling, because a long time ago, you know, when they didn't have airplanes and cars and things like that, that's the artists were the people that documented history through music by going to town to singing about what was happening. So I always found that sort of super cool.
Oh, yes. I think any nation's artistic tradition is just as important as their military, political, or philosophical one.
Now, you were named after a poet. I read that.
I was, Pablo Neruda.
Yes. Tell our listeners about him.
Latin American poet, wrote a bunch of great stuff on love. I read more Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe, but yes, certainly an incredible man.
And I read that you said that, you know, Jay-Z, you know, tell us about Jay-Z and who you compared him to.
Well, you know, Jay-Z is an incredible artist. He said a lot of incredible stuff over time. you know, the thing about Jay-Z's records, especially when you listen to a record like Reasonable Doubt, is he's telling you about his life. He's telling you how it happened. And he's putting it all there on the line. The same way a guy like William Faulkner would. And it's an incredible, you know, he's made tons of incredible albums. And, you know, he's another great American artist.
So when you first started, now, the part about lyrics, you know, not everybody can write a song, especially, you know, a good song that people want to listen to. You know, how did you go about when you first started writing? I mean, did it just flow out of you or something you had to work with?
Yes. It's something I've been working on for a very long time. But at the end of the day, these songs come like dreams. You know, they're just sort of there. And I don't really know how you get to the point where you catch one of them, although it is my life's work. But, you know, you just got to follow them wherever they go, no matter how much you might want them to do something different.
So, Pablo, you were, what, 15 when you started off with a rap song, right, as far as what you put online, right, when you were 15 years old? And, and how old are you now?
I'm 23.
You're 23, so, you know, still a youngster out there. But, you know, let's talk about your EP, Finest Somersault. Why is it Finest Somersault? How'd you come up with that title?
Well, the song on the album was sort of taking aim at the disconnect that I was talking about earlier between, you know, people in this country and the people that live and work and, you know, dedicate their whole lives to providing a better life for their family and, you know, the people that seem to run our culture and have control over that. And the Finest Somersault was me talking about all these things, you know, going to the club and all this stuff in a sort of sarcastic manner. And it was sort of my way of saying that all that stuff is over. Now we have artists to talk about real stuff. So because it was the song on the album that sort of took that approach and it was so out of place, I figured it was probably correct to name the whole album after it.
All right. And you're going to be, now you are playing a lot in California, Arizona. I've read that you're going to be taking a tour across the country very soon. And you're working on your next EP, which is going to be all about America, which sounds pretty cool.
Yep. 100%. Nothing more important than the duty of playing for the American public that want to listen.
Wonderful, Pablo. What's something that you want our listeners to know that I did not ask you today during our interview?
You know, I'm just always trying to do better. You know, I don't really have, you know, I'm not really after fame. I'm after going out there and saying what people want to hear, talking about things that's already in the air. And, you know, at this point in time, our nation is very conflicted, and I just want to be an artist for all Americans, regardless of political stance. And, you know, that's really important to me.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Pablo, thank you for your time. Thank you for taking a trip with Penny Lane on Giant FM Real Radio. And right now on Giant FM, here's Finest Somersault by Pablo Dylan.
I better get up behind his house, but my mama kicks him down. Boys yelling about something, I don't know what it's about. I should grab my stuff and head to town. Sunset in the silence in the stars, 8,000 ballet drivers.